was in the breaking of bread that Jesus made himself known. You remember that first time that Jesus had this Last Supper. He took bread and he broke it and he gave thanks to God and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. I want you to take it and eat it. Do this in remembrance of me." And Jesus also took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant for me, for you and for many. It will be poured out for all. Take this and drink this. Drink it all. Do it in remembrance of me." God, pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts, the bread and the fruit of the vine, and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be redeemed by the body and blood of Christ and be together until we come one last time to feast at that final banquet in heaven. Give us peace, now and forever, to remind us that we are a community of believers. Let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Will the communion stewards please come forward?
Surrender all to you. Join us.
And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you have given us once again through this mystery of this holy Eucharist. We give you thanks for this meal. We give you thanks for Christ who gave this meal to us. And we give you thanks for our discipleship and our willingness to surrender our lives to you. May we always feel that we are in your presence, that Easter is real, that this table is for us. Gracious God, we go to glorify your name. We go to be Christ for the world. Amen.